This is Mr. Sharma.
When I went to MIT, I challenged that where is that technological department where a dead man can be brought into life. It was an interesting speech. The student gathered. This body is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as machine. Do you know that? This body is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as machine. Jantra Rudhani Maya. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vridesha Arjuna Tishthati. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rudhani Maya. Just like you make a tool by driving a motor car. Similarly, the Jivatma is touring all over the universe, riding on this machine. This is machine. So, aye. Hare Krishna. Aye.
Hare Krishna.
Aye.
ये माखरिया साहब हैं, ये भी अपने लाइफ मेंबर हैं।
अच्छा, बैठ। बैठ।
हरे कृष्ण।
ये मैं फॉर यू पर। Chantrarurhani Maya. This is machine, this body is machine made by the material energy, as all other machines are made by the kitty of the Marut bomb, earth, water, air, fire. These are the ingredients. Any machine. Suppose it is made of iron. The iron is another form of earth. So, as all other machines are made with these material elements, similarly, this body is also made with the material elements. And it is jantra. It is particularly mentioned. But this jantra is not ordinary jantra. You cannot make it. But it is jantra, it is made by somebody, and the ingredients are the material elements. So where is that technology? It is made of matter, and it is made by somebody, as other machines are made with the material, and made by somebody. So where is that advancement of technology? A motor car, when stops, a technology department can repair it and again it runs. So where is that advancement of technology? That when this machine stops, you run on again, repair it. This was my challenge in your interview. Can you answer this? You have got so many advancements, the nuclear energy and everything, but why you cannot give life to the machine stock? Why?
There's no soul in it.
Huh?
There's no soul in it.
That is the fact we know. We know that is fact. That my point is that the modern age, they are very much proud of advance in technology. So where is that knowledge? And why people do not tax their brain to get this knowledge? This is very important subject matter. But where is that knowledge? And why they do not try to do it? We get information from the Supreme Personality of Godhead that this jiva, the driver, not driver, the passenger, we are passengers. Driver is God, and machine made by material energy, maya. Jantra Rurhani Maya. The similarity is there. They say motor car is manufactured by somebody. And the passenger is there, and the driver is there. Similarly, this is a machine made by Maya. I am the passenger, and God is driver. Ishara Sarvabhutana, Riddhesha Arjuna. Brahmayan is driver. The passenger or the owner is asking, Mr. Driver, you go this way. So he's driving. Just like the same, Arjuna is asking Krishna, Senaya Rubhar Madde Ratasthapaya Mevcha. Just between these two parties of soldiers, please keep my chariot. The same thing, the chariot driver, he is the super soul. In this body, there are two souls. Khetrangan chapi mang vidhi, sarva khetre subhag. That he is also khetrangan. Khetra is his body. And khetrangan, who knows this body? Just like I know, it is my finger. I never say I finger, it is my finger. So, similarly the driver also can say, it is my car. And the proprietor also can say. The two persons, one driver and one passenger, or the proprietor. And the body is machine. The subjects are there. Why you do not try to understand this subject? Then what is your advancement? That is my challenge. Why you are so much proud of your advancement or not? What is this knowledge? Tell me, you are a young man. I am giving you the challenge. Either you admit that you are not advanced, or make advance. Why you set aside this difficult subject matter and become proud by making a small machine that you are advanced? Where is your advance? Only Bhagavad Ji aapko bhi technology hai. He is Mr. Bajaj, the proprietor of the Bajaj Electricity.
We know each other. Maharaj, in the context of the universe, the technological and scientific advancement is very, very insignificant. But as far as human beings are concerned, they feel that they have achieved great deal.
What? You cannot give life.
Because there is a change from the past. So they feel that there is a difference. That is at a very, very low level.
That is my point. That you are becoming so much proud of your technology. Yeah. But what we have done...
It is very insignificant.
Yeah, that is my point. Why you become falsely proud that you have done so advanced man, that you don't care for God, don't care for the original manufacturer. That is your fault.
The other day there was a doctor who had come from America for transplantation of kidney. and he had given a lecture in the Rotary Club. I was there. Now, they give so much importance to that person who is able to transplant kidney from one body to the other. But how about the whole human being or the universe which has been created by God? Now, this is just a very, very insignificant thing which is already there, which is just transplantation. But they feel so happy and proud. I mean, what you are
saying
is
exactly
the same point.
Falsely proud.
Falsely.
And Maharaj, are they able to increase the life by a single moment?
They
the doctors, they say they have achieved so much. Are they able to increase it by even a single moment?
No.
When they say all, these, now nothing is in our hands.
This breathing is given there, that you must breathe so many million times, bas, finish. Just like you wind the watch,
yes.
It will run or go round so many times. And as soon as the finish, then stop.
It's unwound, it is finished.
The energy is limited. So by the yogic process they increase because they stop breathing. Breathing is limited. Just like you have got bank balance, 200,000. If you don't spend, there remains.
But you got to breathe.
No,
you cannot stop
by yogic process, you can stop breathing.
Stop breathing or lengthen it?
Stop breathing means you don't spend. You have got a limited breathing period. By yogic process, you stop breathing, but you remain. That is mystic yoga. So similarly, you can simply increase your life by not using the breathing process. That is pranayama. That is pranayama. So, but you cannot exceed the limit. That is not possible.
Maharaj, if atma pavitra hai, to uske upar avaran kyun aate hai?
Avaran hai, aap jaisa bhi pavitra hai, kal aapka fever ho sakta hai. Aapka fault hai. You don't keep hygienic life. Kyun aapka fever aayega kal? Boliye. अभी तो आप हेल्दी है, फिर कल क्या 105 डिग्री जड़ हो सकता है, क्यों होता है बोलिए? यू इनफेक्ट, दैट इज योर फॉल्ट. आत्मा पवित्र है, ठीक है टू लीव ऑर्डिनरीली हेल्दी लाइफ, दैट इज, बट इफ यू ट्रांसग्रेस द हाइजीनिक प्रिंसिपल, इफ यू ट्रांसग्रेस द लॉ ऑफ नेचर, यू मस्ट सफर. Similarly, we are suffering in this material world, the covering is there, because we wanted to transgress the laws of God. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavan chakare. When we forget our relationship with Krishna, that Krishna is the original master, and I am the servant. As soon as you forget this relationship, this is contagious. Immediately. Everyone is trying to become another Krishna. This is struggle. Here in this material, you will find everyone is trying to become very, very big. Big leader, big politician, big businessman, big, big, big. But he is not big. That is the disease. He is not big and he is trying to become big.
You see, a Khurana will develop a gene and if it keeps going, then they can really play havoc with artificial development.
What is that?
It says Dr. Khurana.
He's
made a gene.
Gene?
Gene.
Living cell.
Yes, they take the hereditary qualities that a person inherits is determined by these genes. So now they're thinking that if they can control the genes, they can create their own type of human being according to their own
They passion. Can. That this nonsense speaking is going on throughout the history, but they'll never get it. That is it. we are trying, we shall do in future, these things are going on. And these are stories. We don't believe in these nonsense things. They'll never be able. That is not possible. Therefore I challenge your technology. Where is that department? Do it. First of all, do it. Suppose if a man is in business, he may say that I am trying to become a millionaire. But he cannot say that I am a millionaire. So the so-called scientist, yes, we are trying. If you are trying, that's all right. But when you become, then you call scientist. And there is no possibility. And because you are trying, I have to accept you as a scientist. There, recently, in California University, one professor came, he has gained the Nobel Prize. Chemical evolution. They are trying to prove that life is generated by chemical evolution. So, in that meeting, I had my one student, is Dr. Swarup Damodar. He is also a big chemist. So he knows, he talks with me, he has got the idea. He has written one book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. So he challenged, suppose if I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The answer, that I cannot say. Why he talks nonsense? He is theorizing that life is made of chemicals, but if you give the chemicals, why you cannot make life? When I was in South Africa, or is that Pretoria or something?
Yeah.
There are many factories for chicken killing, chicken incubator. So one of the students there, workers there, I said, suppose this is a chicken factory, so take one egg and analyze the chemicals. There is some white substance, yellow substance, it is covered with some cell. You can do it. And put that in the incubator and get a chicken. Why don't you do that? The rascal could not answer. Don't talk of big life. Make a chicken.
This is more than a chicken.
And this rascal cannot do that. And still they will talk big words. What do you think? Are they not rascals? These rascals, they are talking big words. First of all, prove. Make one egg. Then talk of big brain. Make one egg. It is everyone can see there are some white chemicals and some yellow chemicals and it is covered. And you analyze and combine the chemicals in the same way and put it in the incubator and get one chicken. What? Your technology say, why they cannot do it? And when they cannot do it, why they talk so big word? Mislead others and mislead himself.
No, they feel so proud because God's
foolish.
Creation is so huge, vast and unfathomable.
That
they are able to unravel even a small part of it, yes, which was not known to human beings beforehand. So they are so proud. They don't say that they can replace
or do what
God can do. No,
it is not. It is not. Krishna says, Mama Ibangsa Jivu, this life is my part and part. As soon as you study what is his life, you understand Krishna. Quality, what is Krishna. So here is the hint that Krishna said, Mama Ivangsa Jiva Rupa. So it's a very small particle. That is also mentioned in the Shastra. Kesha Agrasatavagasya Satadha Kalpita Satya. jiva bhaga sabhigya sa anantaya kalpati. The measurement of soul is given there in the śāsana. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Everything is there. It is not matter. That is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. Nāyaṁ sastrāṁ acchiddayaṁ adājhayaṁ akledya asasayivaca. This spiritual spark cannot be cut into pieces. Acchiddayaṁ adājhayaṁ. It cannot be burnt into the fire. Come on. So, but these rascals, they are saying that the body is burnt into ashes, so everything is finished. And Krishna says, adarjayam. It cannot be burnt. So it remains. And that transmigrates. And that small particle, you have no eyes to see, you see that, why shall I believe transmigration? How nature's law is working so subtle way. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. By the ahankara vimura. I say rascal is not manufactured by me. Ahankara vimura. Vimura means great rascal. Mura means rascal, ass. And vishesh, particularly, first class ass. Vimura. Under false pride, he is thinking, I am everything. Ahankara vimura, karta aham iti, I can do anything by science, by this technology. Vimura, great rascals. And these great rascals, they are leading the world, therefore. People are in darkness. They have become leaders. The so-called scientists and educationists and political leaders, all set of rascals, and they have become leaders. Andhajathandhayurupaniyamana. They are blind and they are leading other blind men. So people are kept in darkness. And the opportunity of this human life is lost. By nature's way, by evolution process, we get this human form of life, bhavanam janmanamante, manusha, arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj says, durlabhang manusam janma. Such life, important life, they're wasting like cats and dogs. So this is education, this is advancement. People are not given the opportunity to utilize this valuable life for understanding higher things. This is the price of this civilization. They are growing like cats and dogs and dying like cats and dogs. And tatha dehantara prapti. And according to his work, he has to accept another body. That is nature's law. So in this life, I am a very big man, but my work, karmana daivanetrana, by superior administration, I have to accept a body of dog. Then what is the value of your being great now? That technology is unknown, although it is stated there in the world. Everything is tatha dehantara prapti. So Krishna never says that you will get such and such body. Dehantara, you will have to change the body. And suppose there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Suppose next time I become a tree. Then just see, horrible position, here is a tree. I am in this room, sitting so comfortably, and the tree is standing there. I can get that life also. Karmana, by my work. So this technology is unknown. And we are very much proud of advancement. Boli. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know. I've never given very serious thought or consideration. I've never given very serious thought or consideration.
These are not the subject matter for serious thought. Do you think? You are under the grip of the laws of material nature. Do you admit or not? Then, why you should be under the grip of material nature? And if there is way, why should you not take? Māmi vaja prapadante māyā me tāṁ karanti.
Yeah,
avaraṇa
anādi se
hoge. Yeah,
avaraṇa anādi se hai.
अनादि से तो है तो फिर आप इम्प्रूवमेंट का क्यों लिए यही तो बात है ना जो अनादि से है ये तो चलता ही है तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति सो व्हाई यू आर ट्राइंग टू गेट बेटर पोजीशन दैट शुड बी देन that we may get better
position.
Satsang. Satsang. Satang prasanga. That's satsang. But we know that word only, but if you don't take advantage, then what is it? Mean?
Execution part is more important.
Huh?
Execution part is more important of the satsang.
Satsanga means sat. Satsanga means sat means which is true and not contaminated. That is sat. Om tat sat. So satsanga means to associate with spiritual knowledge. That is sat.
And execution of the discourse.
Well, sangha means execution. When you associate with medical association or share brokers association, and simply go there and sit down is not your business. You have to do something. You have to do something. Satsang means that. Tad josana asu apavar kovartmani. Satsanga means you have to take the knowledge and use it for practical purpose. That is satsang. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give this satsanga opening centers all over the world. If people take advantage of it, they will benefit. But if he is ahankara vimurātmā, then it is very unfortunate. Mandāsu mandamatayo mando bhāgyā upadhukta. This is Kali Yuga. The leaders also do not associate with sat, and they create their own imagination. Sat, Om Tat Sat, Bhagavan is the supreme sat. So they do not care for Bhagavan. So there is no satsanga, asatsanga. Satsanga chari koinu asate bilas. Te karane lagila mor karma bandho phas. I've given up satsanga and I'm trying to enjoy asat. Asatuma sadgama, that is basic in general. But I do not care for satsanga. Satsanga chari. You have to take up something after giving up something. So our present position is satsanga chari koinu asate bilas. I have given up satsanga and I'm trying to enjoy in asana. The result is I'm entangled in karma bandha fast. According to karma, I'm changing my body, and today I'm a human being, and tomorrow I'm a dog. And again, from dog to another body, another body. This is going.
Sadgama.
So, the
translation of it?
Try to come to the transcendental platform, sat. And don't remain in this asat. Asat means which is temporary.
And in tamasoma jyotirgama.
Tamasoma, don't remain in the darkness. Come to the light. This is the basic injunction. But we don't take advantage of the instruction. We think that if I can make one table from ordinary wooden plank, that is advantage. This is technology. This nice polished table, it is a transformation of the crude wooden plank. So this crude wooden plank is transformed into a nice table, we see this is advanced. What is the actual benefit? I can do without this table. But we have taken this is advanced. Transforming the form of an element into another, that is advanced. The asat vilas, this is asat. This is either in crude form or in transformed form. So I am taking credit because a crude wood has been turned into a table. So that is my vilas. So satsanga chari gainu asat vilas. So I am now bound up. So I can become a very nice carpenter. Does it mean that I am self-realized? If you have learned the art of turning crude wood to a table, nice table, you may get the credit of becoming a nice carpenter. That does not mean you are self-realized. They are taking credit of this turning crude wood into nice table, and they think that our life is successful. This is why. And the real technology that I am not this body, I have been put into this condition and I am transmigrating from one body to another. There is no knowledge. For the temporary thing, flickery thing, like children. Children is very busy on the beach, making sand palaces. And he's very happy. So our position is like that. But we should be intelligent enough that there is our real life, permanent life, not this temporary life. This life is temporary, there is another life. Na hannate hannamane sharire. This sharir is not. Avinashita tadviddhi jena sarvamidam tatvam. So many things. Bhagavad Gita is full of information. But we don't take advantage. That's so unfortunate. And it is our country. This is Indian culture. They have given us. आपका उधर आश्रम में गया भगवद गीता का आलोचना कहा है गांधी जी यू आर सपोज टू बी अ ग्रेट स्टूडेंट ऑफ भगवद गीता एंड दे सच ए बिग आश्रम सेवा ग्राम वेर इज भगवद गीता आलोचना बोली
Bhagavad Gita is a way of life.
Yes.
And that is what has to be followed by those who believe in it.
And believe and not believe, that is another thing. But if you want to live worthy, then you have to study Bhagavad Gita. You believe just like somebody believes and not believes, Dehantra. That nature's course will go on. Young man thinks I remain young, I shall not become old man. I say, he may believe like that, but he has to become old man. That is nature's law.
Right.
So there is no question of believe or not believe. If you believe, then you are benefited. If you don't believe, you go to hell. It is not the question of belief. I was speaking in South Africa, in a university. So one gentleman, Arya Samaji, said, when I was explaining Tatha Dehantaram Prapti, he objected, said, why you bring Hindu belief? And the Lord says, it is Hindu belief. It is said that Kaumara Jovanang Jara, one boy is becoming young man. Is this for Hindu? It is not for the Muslim. And he said Hindu belief. Such a fool he is, he said it is Hindu belief. Krishna is giving this example. Dehin asmin jatha dehe kaumara jovanang. Kaumara jovanang jara. Does it mean that Hindus only from kaumara become jivak and from jivak to old man? And the Muslims, they do not. It is science. You believe or not believe. If you don't take the fact, then your life is missing. What is the question? 2 + 2 = 4. It is not Hindu calculation, Muslim calculation, or Christian calculation. You cannot say that according to a Muslim calculation, 2 + 2 = 5. 2 + 2 = 4, either for the Hindu or Muslim or Christian. So whatever is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, that is for understanding of the human society. Why do you take it is Hindu belief, it is Indian belief? It is science. That is our misfortune. That is science we are accepting as kind of belief, faith. And that we are neglecting. And that is our misfortune.
We are victims of the British Empire.
Huh?
We are the victims of the British Empire who ruled
us. No, you are victims of yourself. Why? British is not here
have
now.
Indoctrine.
British is not here now.
No, they had indoctrined such a philosophy.
Well, what was there before British came? This is human weakness of our own.
It is. You have been taught that Krishna He's an ordinary person, maybe a little more in knowledge. That you are taking like that. Kupamandukna. Kupamanduk, the toad in the well, he informed, oh, I have seen my Atlantic Ocean. He is thinking, Atlantic Ocean, maybe this well is 3 feet, it may be 4 feet. Or 5. Come on, 10. These rascals are thinking like that. Abhijananti maga mūrha. But Krishna may be more intelligent. Why 1 feet? Or 2 feet? Let us compromise 10 feet. This is... Krishna says, matta paradaram nanna. I am the supreme. They won't believe. They'll manufacture their ideas. Listen. Aham madir hidevara. They won't believe that. And still, they declare, I am student of Bhagavad Gita. They won't believe a word of Krishna and they'll say, I am student. This is one. This is our position. In India, everyone says, I have read Bhagavad Gita 300 times. But he does not know even a word. So this should be stopped. If we want to advance, actually, you take every word of Bhagavad Gita and try to apply in life, then everyone will be happy. That is a fact. The instruction is there. There is no difficulty to understand. There is no question of interpretation. Simply take it as it is and try to apply it in life, you'll be happy. And your human life will be successful. Taktadi hang punarjanma naiti. And after this human form of life, we have passed through so many evolutionary processes. But if you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, no more. Janma karma jadibham me. जो जानाति तत्तता तत्ता ने हम पुनर्जन्म नहीं थी बामी ऐसेरी सच इफ सिंपली स्टडी कृष्णा देन योर लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल
सर
भगवान
सहज भाव हो जा
सहज
सहज भाव
ये सहज दिस इज सहज यू आर part and parcel of Krishna. Sahaja. Sahaja means you're born along with Krishna. Krishna is born, neither born, neither you are born. Sahaja, this word means sahaja, along with born. So you are part and parcel. This finger is part and parcel of my body. When I was born, the finger was also born. This is sahaja. The fingers was not separately born. When I was born, the finger was born. So similarly, so long God is there, I am also there. So God is eternal, I am also eternal. You understand this? Then why you are changing body? That is not right.
Why do we at all enter into this?
That I have already explained. You want to be a separate Krishna. That is your ambition.
That is the initial thing is that.
Yeah, that is initial. A servant, a big man servant, that is natural. If I would have become the master. So a servant, if he wants to become the master, that is artificial. A A servant remains a servant, he is happy. And as soon as he tries artificially to become the master, that is the beginning of this thing. So, we are eternal servant of God. As soon as we try to become God, that is the beginning of our suffering.
Moksha
ka jarurat hota hai jab aap phans gaya, tabhi moksha. Aur phansne ka karan hum bolte hain. Phansne ka pehle, haan, jab phans jate hain tab moksha ka baat aata hai. The starting is there. Ichha desha samatthena sarge janti parandham. Wo jab ichha ki na, ki hum kaise Krishna ho jaye. बस माया में फंस गया. कृष्ण भुलिया जी भगवान छकरे पासे ते माया तारे जापोटिया धोरे. As soon as you desire like this, then I shall become God. So immediately there is Maya. That is Maya. So when you are entangled in Maya, then there is question of mukti. The mukti means mukti hitya anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. This is mukti. Mukti means when you are acting differently. That is my condition. That is my bondage. And when I act according to my original position, that is mukti. So everyone is acting here to become master. So there is no question of mukti. As soon as you understand that my real position is I'm servant of God, so let me act as servant, then it is mukti. Hityavannatharupam. At the present moment, we are trying to act as master. So you give it the act as servant, and then you are mukti. Therefore, a bhakta is mukta. Sagunan samatitta yitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Manchabhya vichari bhakti yogi na jasi. Anyone who is engaged as bhakta, he is mukta. All are conditioned. So if you become bhakta, if you surrender to Krishna, immediately mukti. Instantly. Krishna says, sarvasatman paritajamamekam sarana. Aham tasarupahu. You are conditioned, you are bound up on account of your sinful activities. So Krishna says, I will give you relief from all the reaction of sinful activity. You surrender. So mukti means 1 second. You surrender to Krishna. It takes 1 second. But that is very difficult. That requires many, many births. Bhavanam janvanamanti jnanavana mahanga prapadvati. After many, many births of suffering, when he comes to the knowledge that I am servant of Krishna, why I am trying to become master? That is Jnanavan. And then he surrenders. Vasudeva Sarva. Sa Mahatma. That is Mahatma. It takes 1 second.
Now, Prabhupada, surrender, shabd, word. If you can give us a full explanation of the word surrender. What is the meaning of surrender and how one should
surrender? Surrender, this is surrender.
The nature of surrender.
That, first of all, why you surrender? Right. You must know it perfectly well. That Krishna is master, I am servant. Otherwise there is no question of surrender. Then you have to believe that Krishna says, Ahamkara sarva pape bhama khoshyami. So now I am surrendered. I have no more fear. Krishna will give me protection to believe firmly. Krishna is all powerful. Krishna is my master. He is not a fakkar. He is talking nonsense. We have to believe that. This is certain. If you think Krishna is another fakkar like me, he is talking nonsense, then there is not certain. You have to believe that. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that sadhya sabde vishya sudhira nishtha. This is sadhya. Sadhya is the beginning. That sadhya means when you firmly believe in Krishna, yes, he will give me protection. That is sadhya. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. When you come to this state, firmly believe in the words of Krishna, that is sadhya. First of all, you have to check yourself whether you firmly believe in the words. If you don't believe, there is no question of surrender. Then you remain where you are. This is firm belief. Krishna says that he will give me protection. So I let me surrender. I have surrendered to Maya. I have not become happy. So why not surrender to Krishna? This is intelligence. You are not free. Then why you are declaring yourself as free? This is your disease. So intelligence means that I have no freedom actually. I am acting under the dictation of my senses. I am servant of my senses. So why not become servant of Krishna? This is intelligence. Everyone is acting under senses, order of the senses. Kama dinan kotidana kotida palita dundus. If I don't want to do it, something wrong, but my senses are dictating, so see, all right, let me do it. So I am servant of the senses. My position is twofold. Either I become this servant of the senses, or I become servant of Krishna. My position is the same. Simply, I have to change.
How to run away from the senses, master of the senses?
Yes.
I am being a servant of the senses.
Yes, servant. That is Goswami. That is Sami, Goswami. Sami means when he is no longer servant of the senses, master of the senses. That is Sami.
How to convert the position?
That requires education, training. You have become a lawyer not in one day. You have been trained up. Then you are a lawyer. Similarly, everyone has to be trained up how to become perfect servant. But he must agree in the beginning that now I shall become servant of Krishna. Then everything is there. आदौ सद्या ततो साधुसंगा तो भजन क्रिया तत अनर्थ निमित्ति स्यात् ततो निष्ठा ततो रुचि तथा शक्ति ततो भाव. दीज आर द डिफरेंट स्टेजेस. आदौ सद्या, यस, नाउ कृष्णा सेज यू सरेंडर. आई सरेंडर. आई बिलीव इन दिस. फर्मली बिलीव. सद्या शब्द विश्वास सुदृढ़ निष्ठ. This sadhya means when you firmly believe that Krishna will give me all protection if I surrender. That is the beginning of sadhya.
Faith.
Firm faith. Yes. Faith means firm faith. Faith, that does mean. Anyway, adho sadhya. This sadhya, if you increase this sadhya, you have to associate with sadhu. And with sadhu. Bhajate imamanannabhāv, sādhu-reva samantam, he is sādhu. He is simply engaged in Krishna's service. He is sādhu. Apitaya sudurāsa. Even though you find there is some discrepancies in his character, because he is fully engaged in my service, he is sādhu. Sādhu-reva samantam, sammak bhavasukha. If he has got other engagement, he is not sadhu. Annavilasita sunnam. Other engagement, zero. That is sadhu. The sadhu sangha, you have to associate with sadhu, who are 10% engaged in Krishna service. Tadu saddha, tadu sadhu sangha, tato bhajana kriya. If you mix with the sadhu, then you learn the activities, sadhu marga anugamanam. The sadhus are rising early in the morning, they are attending Mangalatri, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then dressing the deity and having arati and so on, so on, so on. This is called bhajana kriya. Sadhu sadhatatu sadhu sangata bhajana. Then anartha nivittisya, then all these material activities will stop. Because if you are engaged in spiritual acquiring your time for material activities, for drinking wine and eating meat and going to the restaurant, and no time. These boys, although they are trained from a childhood how to eat meat, how to drink, but now they have no time. They never ask me, Swamiji, give me 1 rupee, I shall go to the cinema. Never. They have no time. Anartha nivittisya. All anartha, finished. These are the stages. Then his life becomes of devotion. Atashakti. Nishtha. Yes, I shall stick to Krishna consciousness. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi. Ruchi means test. Unless they have got test, why they should remain with me? They are not coming from poor family. His father is a big lawyer, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So why is he living with me? He has got test. Ruchi. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti. Asakti. Attachment. Whenever I am there, they are coming. Asakti. Tato bhava. Oh, I am servant of these are the divine stages. Sadhukānāṁ krimno prādhudbhāvi bhavet krama. These are the divine stages. Krama. Krama means gradual evolution. So you have to take that, gradual evolution. But it will be done if you remain with the associate. Saṅgāt saṅjāyate kāma. There we are giving this opportunity, come here in our association and learn the art. I have seen in Bombay, the other day, I went to a gentleman's apartment. He is, the gentleman is earning 2,000 and the wife is earning 700. But they are living in an apartment of this size. Within this, there is bedroom, and there is kitchen, and there is toilet, and everything is there. And if we say, people, please come here, take a room like this, and chant Hare Krishna, they will not come. They will prefer to remain in that teeny apartment. Am I right or not?
Yes, sir.
Mandabhagya. Mandasa mandamatayo mandabhagya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanaji. They are rotting or rotating within this universe in different species of life. But if by chance he becomes fortunate, then take to Krishna consciousness. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan ji. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij.
Meaning, I didn't follow.
All living entities are rotting in this way. But if some of them, or one of them, becomes very fortunate, then by the grace of Guru and Krishna, he gets this line of devotional service. It is for the most fortunate person, not ordinary.
What's the difference between the grace and mercy? Difference between grace and mercy.
Grace means he willingly give you mercy, and mercy means you ask for mercy. Kripa siddha, sadham siddha, and kripa siddha. You are trying to earn 1 lakh rupees. That is sadham. But if somebody is gracious, he can give, take 1 lakh rupees. Don't work hard. That is this. That is kripa. You are ambitious for 1 lakh rupees, or somebody graciously gives, all right, take. There are many persons. So that is this. Other is earned by your hard labor. That is sadhana. Similarly, by association, by sadhan bhakti, you attain perfection, and by grace also you can attain perfection. Two ways. And, so, those are kripa siddha, they are more fortunate. सब चीज है और हमारा ही सब भारतीय है ये भारतीय कल्चर सब छोड़िए नहीं इसमें कुछ लाभ नहीं नुकसानी है ये सब अच्छी तरह से सोच लीजिए और प्लीज दिस भगवद गीता एज इट इज पीपल विल बी बेनिफिटेड यू विल बी बेनिफिटेड डोंट मेक अननेसेसरी इंटरप्रिटेशन मिसगाइड अदर्स and spoil your own life. That is very, very unfortunate. What is the difficulty to accept Bhagavad Gita? There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, we interpret in different way and take it as. So our little attempt is to spread Bhagavad Gita as it is, and whatever it may be, it is being accepted in the Western country, not by all, but the people in general now, the feeling the weight, they have now begun opposing.
I've seen the new
light. Yes. And upward. Very vigorously in America.
And that is a good sign.
Yes. That is our victory. When there is opposition, and that is our victory. In spite of opposition, we are selling our books. Large quantity. What is it, 1 week sale, that?
In 1 week.
18 lakhs or something.
The books, total of books were 7 lakhs books in 1 week.
In 1 week?
No, no.
$100,000.
More than 7 lakhs?
But mostly they are in America, also in large number in Japan?
No. Opposition is also in America. No. Europe, America, they are taking.
Opposition is from the natural, because you are converting their churches into temples.
Now there are many hours. First thing is that my students are advised no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication up to the point of smoking cigarette and drinking tea and no gambling. But this is their life. How they can give up this? That is, it is a shock. Therefore they say brainwashed. How a gentleman can give up all these things? Many, not many, a few of my students, they left. They said that Swamiji is denying the primary necessities of life. They left. They could not tolerate it. So, I do not make any compromise that if you want to become my student, you have to give up this. So, the responsible parents, they are appreciating that my son is now purified. But some of them, there are...
They feel that you are kidnapping their children.
Huh?
Some of them feel that you are kidnapping.
Therefore they are kidnapping. And his father and mother came in Calcutta. His mother asked, please return my son and take your
please?
Son. Return my son. And take your son. And then he was asked and he was silent. The mother began to cry. So I promised that I shall send your son. Don't bother. His father and mother came. And many father and mother come to give me thanks. I mean, it is great fortune of our country that you have come.
Similar instance about the Mahim Swami also, Parsi boy. Who is
not
Mahim Swami.
His mother was... Oh, mother said that. In the beginning she opposed. Yes, she is happy now.
She wants to meet you tomorrow. Shall I bring her tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
You are going to Kumbh Mela tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our movement is genuine. Now it is up to you to help this movement. There is no concoction. From Sahivang Mayatiddha Yoga Pratam Puratam. As Krishna said 5,000 years ago, Yoga Pratam Puratam. So we are also present in that Puratam. This philosophy is not new. Puratam. So we have nothing to tax our brain to manufacture something new. So people give me credit, Swamiji, you have done wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I do not know magic. But I am presenting Puratana, that's all. No adulteration. If there is any credit, the credit is this. Yoga Prakta Puratana.
Puratana and Shashwat.
Puratana means Shashwat. Nitya Shashwatam Puratana. So, the sun is puratan. The sun is puratan, but the shining is the same. And similarly, if you present the puratana yoga, then it is effective. and is effective.
If I wanted to know importance of
Kumbhmela. This is the assembly of great saintly persons, that's all.
If we people go there at Kumbhmela time, is it good?
Isn't that good? If so many saintly persons will come. The atmosphere is so nice.
So many people accumulate.
Yeah. Not only not people, but saintly persons.
Oh, saintly persons, of course.
Yeah. They have actually executed bhajan sadhana. Brahmeti Paramat, maybe somebody's Brahmavadi, somebody Paramatmavadi, somebody bhaktas. But they are transcendental. They are not materialistic persons. So you get their association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sadhyatako, and sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha is essential. And that is our civilization, sadhu sangha.
So many people, so many people come with one wish, and the whole atmosphere is charged there.
Yeah. And sadhu sangha ka to effect ho gaye.
Sadhu sangha of course is very important.
Yeah.
Lekin to take a dip in Ganges at that during this period, has that got any particular significance apart from sadhu sangha?
Hmm. Yes. There is. At least your faith is increased. With faith you will take a dip. Faith cured. And Ganges herself is purified.
No, is there special significance during this period?
Yes.
That is all the time.
That is the significance is sadhu sangha purification. Our Vedic principle is whatever is enjoined in the Vedas, we should accept it without any argument. That is Vedic India. There is example we give generally, just like Shankha. Shankha is the bone of an animal. So according to Vedic system, if you touch the bone of an animal, dead body animal, then you have to take bath immediately. But the shankha is pure. You cannot argue that it is the bone of an animal. You say one place, that bone of animal is impure, you have to take bath, you have to touch it, and this shankha is in the deity or thing. It is contradictory. But because it is stated in the Vedas, you have to accept. This is Vedic India. You cannot argue. There's no question of arguing. Just like cow dung. It is stool of an animal. Even if you touch my own stool, I take bath. But cow dung, it is said it is pure. If there is anywhere impure, you smear the cow dung, it will be pure. Now you can argue, this stool of an animal, how it becomes pure? This argument is. So basic knowledge means don't argue. You have to accept. Achinta kharuji bhava natas tarkena yuja. Think there are many things which is beyond your perception. So you have to accept the basic injunction and then you are right. So, if the Vedic injunction is in such and such moment you take a bath in the Ganges, you become purified. You take it. There's no question of argument. That is faith. My faith must be there. Vido panihita dharma. Dharmasya Sakshat Bhagavat Pani. Everything is there. Can you find out this verse from the sixth canto?
I know the verse.
Sixth canto, first part. Veda Pranihita, Jamaraj's instruction. Jamadutas explain what is dharma. Veda Pranihita.
Yamadutas replied, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraja.
That we have heard. This is authority. If you have heard from the authority, that is nonsense. If you have manufactured, that is nonsense. It is Sushumna. In fact, Arjuna also speaking with Krishna, it is Sushumna. And Sukadeva Goswami, he is such a learned scholar, he also, it is Sushumna. So this is our knowledge. To hear and receive the knowledge from higher authority. In the ordinary way also, the students go to the college, they hear from the professor. That is knowledge. He does not go to a panwala to hear. One is authorized professor. We hear from him. Similarly, we have to get knowledge from the authority. The supreme authority is Krishna. So hear from him. Then it is knowledge. Otherwise, tadajnanam jad annatha. What is that? Tadannatha.
Etajnanam iti proktam.
Iti proktam. Jad annatha, ajnanam. Besides this, annatha, that is all ajnanam. So we can take perfect knowledge from Krishna. That is not evident. But we deny. What shall I take? That is our disease. The same thing. I am also Krishna. I can also speak like Krishna. Aṅkāra vimudāta, not only aham is good. Aham brahmāsmi, that is good. But aṅkāra vimudāta, when he becomes rascal by false aṅkāra, then it is dangerous. It is dangerous. And that is going on. These dangerous leaders by aṅkāra spoiling the whole atmosphere. That is it. Our preaching is, we say that here is Krishna speaking. He says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jarinam Namaskaru. So you simply think of Krishna. And you chant his name and go to the temple, offer your obeisances, and if you can, offer something for his puja. But our mission is completed. Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. The words are there. So student can, masters have come up. My head, my masters have come up. Yes, sir.
This is Bhagavan Rajneesh.
Koi bhi hai. Yes, sir, sir. भगवान होना आजकल तो बड़ा सहज हो गया.
विशेषण
है.
विशेषण
विशेष
एडजेक्टिव विशेषण.
हाँ ओंकार विमूल आत्मा करता हमें जीवन में I can go. Right. Yeah. Hmm. तो आप लोग सब प्रसाद पा के जाइएगा. हम थोड़ा स्नान कर लेंगे.
वर्धा में तो जो चर्चा हुआ था वो सब किताब उसकी बन रही है. फोटोग्राफ तो बताए.
बैठिए ना प्रसाद पा के जाइए.
Actually, we could show.
Yeah.
We could show the book movie. I don't think anyone here has seen it.
Yes. The comic.
I don't think you didn't see that. Okay, I'll just get there. A very short movie, 15 minutes.
Really good.
Very inspiring.
So what's up? The chapter to tayar ho rahi hai.
आ सके सबको बहुत अच्छा लगा. हम तो चाहते थे जो भगवद गीता की चर्चा ठीक ठीक से समय रियल पार्ट पार्ट ऑफ भगवद गीता इज टू सरेंडर टू कृष्णा देन इट इज सक्सेसफुल. आप लोग अगर चाहते हैं तो वो सब जगह में अच्छी तरह से भगवत कथा गीता की चर्चा हो सके.
महाराज जी वो जो मीटिंग रखी थी वर्धा में उसमें भगवत गीता के विषय की चर्चा को नहीं रखा था, जानबूझ के नहीं रखा, क्योंकि वो तो आप सब लोग हैं इतने हाई लेवल पे कर रहे हैं, उसकी चर्चा करने में तो वो तो एक बहुत महत्व का लेकिन बहुत बड़ा विषय है. हम चाहते ये थे कि जो बड़े बड़े ऐसे व्यक्ति हैं जो इस काम को करते हैं उन सब लोगों को कम से कम साथ में ला के बैठें और आपस में एक दूसरे को पहचाने, एक दूसरे के काम को पहचाने और उस तरह से वो काम को आगे किस तरह से गति मिले. पर्पस तो सबका एक ही है भागवत धर्म.
नहीं, एक नहीं है.
पर्पस तो एक ही है, तरीके अलग हो सकते.
नहीं नहीं, पर्पस ही अलग है. यही तो मान
जो गीता का प्रचार करते हैं या चाहते हैं कि लोग गीता का गीता की बात को माने और उस पे चलें.
तो गीता का बात यही है जो भगवान खुद कह रहे हैं सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामले कर, तो कौन कृष्ण भक्त होता है. तो पर्पस तो अलग है, बिल्कुल अलग है. इफ यू टेक भगवद गीता, भगवत स्पीकर ऑफ भगवद गीता सेज दिस इज द पर्पस. मन मना भगवत भक्त मध्याजिमाग नमस्कार सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेक ना दुष्कृति नराधमा नमांग प्रवर्तन्ते मूढ़ा दुष्कृति न नराधमा. वन हु डज नॉट डू दैट इज सिनफुल. दुष्कृति न मूढ़ा फूल रेस्टल नराधम रेस्ट ऑफ द मैनकाइंड ही इज चेस्टाइजिंग लाइक दैट. सो इफ यू हैव गॉट अदर पर्पस दैट मीन्स यू कम टू दिस ग्रुप. दुष्कृति न मूढ़ा नराधमा.
अब आप देखें रामकृष्ण मिशन
कोई भी रामकृष्ण बात तो छोड़ दीजिए.
गोरखपुर वाले हैं
तो वो तो अपना अपना सब मत सब कर सकते हैं, बट व्हाई डू टेक भगवद गीता? यू आर फ्री टू डू व्हाट यू लाइक, दैट फ्रीडम इज गिवन, कृष्णा इज गिवन, जी जथा वांग प्रपद्यन्ते, दैट यू हैव गॉट. बट व्हेन यू स्पीक ऑफ भगवद गीता, देन यू स्पीक व्हाट कृष्णा वांट्स.
यू शुड टेक भगवद गीता एज इट इज.
दैट्स इट.
यू एक्सप्लेन इट बट नॉट इंटरप्रेट इट.
Yes. But there is no need of interpretation.
You can explain it in the language which people can understand.
Explanation also not very much required, because the explanation is already there, and we are not so intelligent that we can explain. But we take it, the words of the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna says, Navanga duskitunam mudha prapadyante naradhama. If we see that one is not surrendered to Krishna, he comes to this group, Duskitino, Naranhava, and Murha. That's all. This is our conclusion. We are fools and that's all. We take the words of Krishna. He cannot surrender to Krishna on account of Duskriti. Kriti means he is doing something meritorious, but for bad purpose. Duskriti. He is taxing his brain to do something, but against the will of Bhagavad Gita. That is called duskriti. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to surrender to Krishna and God. But if you are deviating them to become atheist, naradhama, then what is Bhagavad Gita preach? You preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. So they take the Bhagavad Gita for serving their purpose. And somebody was telling me that Dr. Radhakrishna said that if you take Bhagavad Gita as Krishna as God, something like that, that is denying that Krishna is God. This is Bhagavad Gita preaching. God is speaking Himself, Bhagavan Vaj. व्यासदेव इतना मूर्ख था, वो कृष्णोवाच नहीं बोला, बोलता भगवान वाच. और ये सब बड़े बड़े लीडर बोलता है, जो कृष्ण का कर भगवान बोलता है तो ठीक है. ये स्कॉलर है, इसको हम बोलने नहीं पड़ेगा, स्कॉलर बोला. He is a doctor. Vyasadeva, who can be better scholar than Vyasadeva? Vidwan, he is recognized Vidwan, Vidabhyas. All acharyas accept. Sattva, Vidyan Chakri, Sattva Sanghita. So, Vyasadeva likh raha hai, Bhagavan Uvasa. तुम भगवान का बात लेंगे या कोई इंटरप्रिटेशन करके अनसन बकेगा उसका बात बोलिए. सब 100% दे आर स्पीकिंग समथिंग व्हिच इज नॉट द पर्पस ऑफ भगवत. उसमें कुछ लाभ नहीं. यू कैन स्पीक व्हाट एवर यू लाइक अबाउट दैट निवाड़ी.
Is it Prabhupada just to satisfy the ego that they are doing this way? Just to satisfy their own ego?
Some reason annabhilashata. He has got other purpose. Not the purpose of preaching Bhagavad Gita. That is called annabhilashata. The people are infested with annabhilashata, everyone. Therefore he is living this material life. That should be zero. Annavilasita sunnam. That you have to make. That is sarvadharman parityaj. If you have got other purposes within yourself, then you'll never understand Bhagavad Gita. This is bhakti. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhitam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. And Krishna says, Bhaktya Bhava Vijanati. You cannot understand Krishna without bhakti. And this is bhakti, Anna Vilasita Sundam. So they have got full of Anna Vilas, Jnana Karma. So they are not bhaktas. They cannot understand Krishna. They are talking nonsense. This is the question. Because they are not bhaktas, Kurmi, Jnani, Yogi, they have got some purpose. Kurmi is flatly that we want this enjoyment. And Jnani, he says superficially that Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. The jagat is mithya. So we don't want this jagat. But I want mukti to become one with the Supreme. That is also Navilas. He does not know it. He is thinking that I am better than these Kurmis. The Kurmis have got on Navilas. I have rejected that. Brahma Satya, I have taken to Brahma. But that is also on Navilas. Because he wants to become one with the Brahma, subtle. And yogis, they also want mystic power to show magic. So he also Nabilas. So they are none of them fit to understand Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita will be understood by him who is Unnabilasita Sunnam. But none of these Kurmi Jnani Yogi. They are on Navilasata Sunnam, they are on Navilasata Purnam. They cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not much. Therefore, Krishna said, you are my very confidential friend, I am talking to you, the most confidential part of knowledge. Give up all this nonsense, you simply surrender. Guhyatama, bhaktosi
priyatama.
Guhyatama. Then before saying sarva-dharma arpita, that my dear Arjuna, you are my very confident friend. I have spoken to you so many things. What is that?
Sarva
guhyatamam bhuya.
Shrinu me paramam vacham.
Paramam vacham.
Ishtosi me dridham iti, tato vakshyami te hitam.
I'm speaking to you. Yes. No. But then he says, sarva dharma arpitam. Sarva guhyatamam. This is the confidential knowledge. And this is open to you because you are my very intimate friend. It is not to be disclosed, but others will not understand. Others will not understand. Sarva guhyatamam.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuya. Shrinu
me paramam vacham. Param is supreme in instruction. Why? No. I know you are my very sincere devotee and friend. Then Tato Bhakshami Tehitam. This is the confidence of God. Anna Vilasita Sandam Jnana Karma Ganam. Anukulena Krishna Nisgana. You simply act favorably to Krishna. Then I agreed. Yes, I survived. Because he understood that I am satisfied Krishna, not my whims. I was thinking on my whims that they are my family members, how shall I fight, why you are putting me this proposal, so on, so on, so on. That, what is that verse? Find out. That Karishe Vachanam Tava. There we find.
Oh.
Agreed? Yes? In the beginning, he disagreed. Rasto moha sitilabhya tat prasadad madhusudana kari sevatan dai nasto moha. Now after so much instruction, if his moha is not dissipated, then what is the use? He said nasto moha. Could not find?
What's the first line?
Nostra. Why don't you find? You? Give him. He didn't find. Why don't you give to President?
Nashtamawashmati.
Ah.
Nashto Mahashmiti Labdha Prasadan Maya Chuta Sitosmi Gata Sandeha Krishe Vachanam Tava.
Sitosmi Gata Sandeha Krishe Vachanam. This is liberation. Now I am fixed up. Sitosmi. All doubts gone. This is real study of and promise. Krishna Vachana. All right. I shall kill Bhishma. Never mind. He is my grandpa. No question of non-violence. I shall come in back. This is Krishna. Because Nastro Moha. It was my Moha. I was thinking in that way. That he is my grandfather, he is my brother, he is my nephew. These are all nonsense. I have to satisfy you. Krishe vachanam tavo. That is, anukullena krishna anusirana. Bhakti means to act, to satisfy to Krishna. That is bhakti. Without any argument. What Krishna says, that's all. Unconditioned. That is seven. If we read Bhagavad Gita in that way, then sitosmi, then sitapragya. And if we make katchat, Arjuna said, sarvametam ritam manne, jasvadasike. Somehow whatever you have said, I accept in total. That is seven. No katchan.
Which seems to have wrong requirements, mental requirements.
I request Bajaji, yourself, your wife and your sister, and our Sriman Narayanji, you are all very intelligent. You take this Bhagavad Gita preaching seriously. That is not katchat.
No, we are not interested in bolie, katchat, not bolie, bolie. Capable.
Huh? Thik lagti hai, nikin? No katchat. Sarvamaya tam vitanga mani. What is that verse? Whatever you are saying, just mang badasi keshava. I accept that. No katchat. No mutilation. Then?
Nahite bhagavan vyaktim vido deva nadava.
Your personality is not understood even by the demigods. What to speak of ordinary man? Then?
Vidodeva Nadanavana.
or the deva, the demigods, don't know what to speak of the demons, danava. Then, next verse.
Swayami Bhatmanatmanam Vaitatvam Purushottama Bhutabhavena Bhutashu Deva Deva Jagatpate.
So, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitra. So, Sarvam Itam Ritam Vane, if we accept Sarvam Itam Ritam as it is, then we benefit. And if we do not accept in that way, then it is nashta. Sakalena Mohata Yoga Nashta Param. Then it is being a spoil. And what benefit we'll get, we spoil things. As soon as you interpret it, spoil. Immediately spoil. So, what benefit will be derived from the spoiled things? And that is being done. Don't believe in Krishna, don't believe in the words of Krishna, and if I am preaching Bhagavad Gita, what is the benefit? It is spoiled. So, if you distribute some spoiled food, it will spoil, it will increase food poisoning. That is going on. Instead of taking benefit from a first-class food, if you distribute it spoiled, then there will be food poisoning. That is being done. In India, every home knows Bhagavad Gita. And because it is spoiled now, there is food poisoning. They deny the existence of God. God is speaking, Bhagavan Uvacha, and they are now, they are not believing the existence of God. What is God? Science. If we speak of God, then we are primitive. And after that, I am God. You are God. This is after. And if you say, no, God is Krishna, you worship Him, you can do that. This is primitive. And these Americans, although they are up to that, they have accepted it, my word. I presented them that Krishna is God. They have accepted it. This is their qualification.
Supreme Lord.
Huh? Yes. I have told them that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And they have accepted. This is my magic and this is their magic. That's all. You ask them if I did any magic with them.
This is the magic itself.
Yes, it is magic. It is magic and but I never created any gold or some other. And neither I do know it, how to do it. Although there is no scarcity of gold in my pocket. I started this business with 40 rupees. So I'm going to take one. Thank you. But this is a prasad. You saw the film you are going to show?
Haridas took the projector, so I don't know when he's coming.
Why? Yeah.